Finance. Amid the ongoing uncertainty in the country regarding the finance bill for 2024-2025, Kiambu County has passed its own appropriation bill in preparation for the new financial year beginning July 1 this year. This comes after successful public participation forums in all the 12 sub-counties on the finance bill to factor the input of local residents on the draft document. Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi expressed optimism that the shush $23.5 billion budget was tailored to address the socio-economic problems in the region, with a substantial part of the allocation set for provision of health services. The shush $23.5 billion budget will allocate a significant portion of resources to key sectors of the county economy, with the health department receiving a lion's share of shush $7.7 billion, he said. Kiambu's health sector remains heavily depleted, with more than two-thirds of health services offered by private facilities, and Wamatangi is keen to see more county-based health centers that are affordable to the people. This funding will support the construction of more hospitals, the purchase of drugs and medical equipment, and the implementation of the Wamatangi Care Universal Health Coverage Program, he noted. The finance bill of 2024-2025 will allocate an initial amount of shush $600 million to the County Development Ward Fund, exclusively designed to assist in cascading development at the grassroots. Governor Wamatangi, alongside other county officials at the passing of financial budget for the year 2024-2025. The governor said that the County Development Ward Fund will enhance service delivery and provide an avenue for people-driven development. The Education Department will receive shush $2.3 billion for the modernization of 134 ECDE centers across the 12 sub-counties, and each of the centers will have a PP1 and PP2 classrooms constructed, as well as a well-equipped office, an ablution block for both children and teachers, and a play park. Other allocations in the Education Department will go towards Wamatangi's feeding program that will ensure every child receives a bowl of nutritious UJI every morning, eggs three times a week, and a packet of milk every Thursday. The allocation will also see bursaries given to needy students and finance construction of vocational centers for skill development. The Roads and Transport Department has been allocated shush $2.4 billion for the construction of access roads, construction of bus parks, and to finance necessary extensions of the road network in Kiambu. Agriculture sector will receive shush $1.2 billion and water shush $1.1 billion. While assenting to the bill, the governor extended his gratitude to the county assembly and the executive for making the whole process seamless. "I am pleased that the budget process has proceeded smoothly, thanks to the good working relationship between the county assembly and the executive," he stated. Persons with disabilities, PWDs, will also get a share of the budget after the governor passed the Kiambu County Persons with Disabilities Bill 2024.